it loud.
I really don't understand your question. I don't know if I can't hear or you guys can't talk in the mic or whatever.
Get crazy.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
Get nuts.
Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's the Cube Show.
It's that all-born radio.
I'm a good person.
Man, y'all take it easy down there on the off, baby.
God wants us to win the World Championship.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong things.
Is anybody else tired or is it just me?
Hey, legitimate question, though.
Okay.
I'm drunk right now.
Wow.
Another one!
I.
And now, Cole Kublick.
He is bad Auburn man.
Yeah, I think I did that.
Oh, you feel like you nailed that?
I think that's what I got. I got Mac Daddy. Mac.
Okay.
Pretty sure I did that.
Yeah, I mean if you feel good about it, then yeah, I guess you nailed it. So Dale Jackson joining us for PolitiSports. Do you remember Crisscross Jump?
Yeah. Makes me wanna wiggle and shake my rump.
Arky just performed that for Arky Reed's rap. So, yeah, it's a terrible song.
Incorrect. Great song.
You still like it?
Great song. I almost want to put my pants on backwards. That's how great it was.
Well, that's what they did. Dale Jackson.
You know, one of those guys is dead, right? Died of a heroin overdose. Good morning.
That'll get you. What do you make of Johnny Depp allegedly throwing out an assassination threat on President Trump?
Oh, come on. That's not what it was. He said an actor should kill the president. Then he said, I'm not an actor. I'm a liar. I mean, it's completely fine. Come on. It's just, these people are so funny. I mean, it's just great. I mean, 9 days ago, our congressman almost got gunned down on a baseball field. Let's continue to tell him that they want to kill him and talk about shooting the president. Why not? By the way, didn't even lead the newscast today.
Yours?
Any of them. It wasn't even in the first 20 minutes of any of the newscasts.
What can be done about people in positions of power saying things like this, doing things like this?
You just got to name and shame them. That's it. You can't lock them up. But you name and shame them. You name and shame them. And that's how it works. And that's how it should work. But remember, Donald Trump's evil, so the media kind of gives a pass to a lot of this crap. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. If this was Barack Obama, his movie would be pulled out of the theaters.
What do you think about footage that has recently surfaced of Donald Trump driving his golf course on the green?
Is that like some football?
To fetch his golf ball.
Yeah, is that a football?
You're not really supposed to do that.
Is it his golf course?
Yeah.
Go at it. Go for it. He shouldn't have used a golf cart. He should just use a Bigfoot. Drive that thing
up. Is he playing too much golf?
They all play too much golf. Absolutely. I told my audience, and I'll tell anyone who listens, when you bitched about Bush playing golf, that was stupid. Because eventually you're going to get a president in there, and that guy's going to play golf. And then I said, if you bitch about Obama playing golf, you're stupid. Because eventually your president's going to be in there, and he's going to play golf. These guys are rich, wealthy people. And what do rich and wealthy people do? They vacation, they golf, they do all this stuff. And again, he didn't go out there and turn his cell phone off and walk away. He's followed the entire time by people in his ear in between every single hole. Blah, 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 blah. It's happened. Blah, 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 blah. He's not off the clock. It's ridiculous. The narrative is stupid.
I wanted to ask you about something that we don't ever hear much of. I know Trump recently made his first visit to Camp David. Why is Camp David such a secret? Why? Because nobody else is ever really allowed there, right?
Well, they have summits and stuff there.
Media?
The media's there a little. They're not.
What's happening at Camp David? Like, what is that place?
What is it normally?
Just in general. Like,
it's just a presidential retreat. It's just a presidential retreat.
What do they have? They have golf. They have like houses, shooting ranges.
They have houses and recreational thing. I'm sure there's a cafeteria there.
Skiing, water skiing. What do they have that's so cool that makes all these guys want to go there so much?
Well, it's because it's a presidential retreat. It's a historic place. You go there and you can chill. And they give these guys an opportunity to get away from Washington, D.C. And then I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, but there's no like big secret there as to what's going on.
You think like they're cutting the heads off cats and drinking their blood or something? I mean,
said that, not me.
I think it's somewhere close to get away. I mean, that's basically it. I don't care if he goes to Mar-a-Lago. And I don't care if Obama goes to Hawaii or Bush goes and clears brush out in Texas, whatever. These guys aren't off the clock.
Bobby Newby wants to ask Dale Jackson about his wrestling promotion.
Rocket City Championship Wrestling. I'm the general manager. And
I haven't heard much from you about this recently.
What are you talking about?
Are you still doing it?
I talk about it all the time. I love it. It's a lot of fun.
No, I know you enjoy it, and you and I had a couple of conversations about it a while back. But
I wanted you to come out and be my enforcer. I will not be there next Saturday. Why don't you come out and represent me?
What are my duties?
You can come out and make some matches. Keep things in line.
Make some matches. Can I get involved in the matches myself?
Sure, if you want to.
Shots allowed?
No. Throw a couple drop kicks.
What kind of faction is this? What are we talking about here? No chair shots?
I'll put Cole through a table.
You attended the WWE pay-per-view last Sunday.
I had a good time. I had a good time with Conrad Thompson's event there for his Something to Wrestle With podcast. That was fun. Went to the Money in the Bank pay-per-view afterwards.
Was there a really good match?
The Money in the Bank match was good. I mean, anytime you got six guys running up and down ladders and falling through things.
Six-man match.
Yeah.
You probably remember the participants, huh?
Can I?
Yeah.
Nakamura, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, who I guess won the whole thing. I guess I should have known that one. And Sami Zayn. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right. I'm impressed that you were able to pull that out. What is the, when we hear about these approval ratings for Trump, up or down, mainly down,
they're down.
How much reality is there to
that? A lot. I mean, this whole thing, if you are listening to this right now and you think, oh, polls are fake, you're a moron. Okay. That is the bottom line. You are a moron and you should stop talking about politics. The reality is, these polls, if you go and look at approval ratings, you go and look at averages. You don't look at one poll here or one poll there. Polls are generally accurate. Oh, the polls in 2016 were fake and not true. Wrong. They were right. They said Hillary Clinton would win the popular vote, and she did. Oh, the polls in Georgia were fake. Wrong. The average said that Karen Handel would win by 2. She won by 5. It's stupid. This is a stupid narrative that stupid people push because they think other people are as stupid as they are. And it is just absolutely embarrassing to watch people go so nuts about polls and pretend that they don't matter. They matter. And if you want to know if they matter, ask a politician if they listen to them or not. Ask a politician if they will still pay for them. Ask a politician if they will continue to base their behavior sometimes off of polls. If you think the answer to any of those questions is no, you're an idiot.
Now, I know you actually were nice enough to help us get Mo Brooks on the show last Friday, a week ago today. He gave us a full account of that shooting that took place up in Arlington. Has anything come out after the fact? What details have come about from this guy of maybe how and why he decided to do this?
They said it was generally a crime of opportunity. That's what they've said. They said it's not terrorism because it wasn't connected to bigger issues. But here's what I think. The guy had a list in his pocket of congressmen's names, and Mo Brooks was on that list. He came and he shot them while they were at a baseball practice. And based on his Facebook stuff and things of that nature, it's pretty clear what he was trying to do. But I think he didn't plan to do it, I think, right then and there. But the details are still kind of sketchy. Here's what I know. In his pocket, he had a list of names. Mo Brooks was on that list.
Wow.
So, you know, take that for what it is. And, you know, I saw Mo Brooks Monday at a debate I emceed. And I said to him, I said, you know, man, I am happy to see you. And he said, you have no idea how happy I am to be able to see you. Because this guy almost died. And these guys almost died. They had those
to hear Mo tell the part of the story of there was really one way in, one way out, and obviously you could attempt to scale the fence, but if he comes inside that that gate on the first base side, it's a totally different deal we're talking about.
Oh, no, it is. It's absolutely a completely different deal. He came at them through a locked gate, and he was firing through a locked gate. That's what he was doing. Had he come around to the first base side and started shooting, he not only would have had them in their dugout that they ended up running to, and obviously they probably would have ran to the other one, sure. But they would have had them pinned in. There was, like you said, no way in, no way out, and there'd be a lot more dead people. I mean, this guy, luckily, he's a crazy liberal who doesn't know how to use a firearm. He was firing from the hip as well, which, again, and they're lucky for weird. This. But he just unable to use a gun correctly, thank God. And the simple fact is, it could have been a lot worse. And by the way, we're back to Republicans want to kill you. 9 days later, Republicans want to kill you. That's where we are today in the political world. Republicans want to kill you, which is the same rhetoric they were using before, and that's how you set crazy people off.
Crazy to consider. PolitiSports with Dale Jackson. Thanks, Dale. Always appreciate the time. Look forward to catching up next week.
Yep.
All right, let's get to 10 After Tweets, brought to you by First Family Mortgage. Go to 1FMC.com.
Bring me the tweets!
Chris Crow tweets at Cube Show, sorry, who cares about polls as long as your candidate wins? Trust me, no voter does.
None!
Dale.
Dale's too busy tweeting on his interphone.
Lee Hunt tweets, Cole needs a good wrestling gimmick. Red ass war eagle? ?
I don't know about that one.
Garrett at Yinzer into South tweets at Cube Show. Me listening as that Arkishay continues to read Jump. It's that Chris Farley gif. Kind of wondering what's going on.
Make it a Mac, Daddy.
Wow.
I'm a wiggity, wiggity, wiggity whack.
Yeah. Bueller tweets, classic song and also popular when I was a freshman. Looking back, what were we thinking?
Yeah, there weren't. Was that considered rap at the time?
It was. There weren't many PG options, honestly.
Yeah,
or options
we've come
in
a
general.
Long way.
We really have. Now we got Migos talking about Culture.
I thought Culture was also a rapper.
Red Lightning. It's designer. Red Lightning also tweets, if Fat Arkishay didn't wear his clothes backwards during this performance, he didn't give it 100%. And he did say, hunted.
You should give me more of a heads up. I would have worn my clothes backwards.
Feels like if you wore a hoodie, could be distracting. Like the hood around your neck facing the wrong way. It's not fun.
I wore a Band-Aid under my eye when we did a Nelly song. I don't mind embodying the hip-hopper, the rapper.
Bobby Newby tweeted, thanks. Now I have to clean biscuit off my windshield. At Arkishay is literally killing this song. Hashtag jump, hashtag off a bridge.
Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
Is he asking you to jump off a bridge there? Saying.
That's rude. It's really rude. No, I think he's just saying that was a lyric, even though I didn't read that lyric.
B-Ran tweets, at Cube Show, didn't Chris cross out in a hotel room in Atlanta? I'm not really familiar with that situation.
Out. Oh, man. Let's not bring it down. It's the last hour on a Friday.
Michael Blackbird tweets in, at Cube Show, why did that Arky Reed's rap remind me of Porky Pig?
Mac Daddy. Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity whack.
It's close.
That's all, folks.
Really,
wiggity, wiggity, wiggity,
really
wiggity
wack. It's really closer than it should be.
Mac Daddy. Mac. That's all, folks.
That could be part of your deal Sunday. They call me. They call me the Porky Pig of rap.
They don't call me that at all. Don't put that out there.
That's part of your gimmick. That crisscross ripped off Porky Pig. Because everyone will remember the song. You could say, you remember that song, Jump by Crisscross, Miggity Mac Daddy. Didn't that rip that off from Porky Pig? That's all, folks. I'm just trying to help you here, man.
I'm trying to help your funny. Comedy
level
is a delicate
increase.
Is a delicate thing. By
it
the way,
feels
you can,
like it is.
You can see me this Sunday at 7 p.m. at Stand Up Live. They are open right now. In fact, let me give you the phone number to call in right now to get free
Who's
tickets.
Who's doing comedy at 9:14 in the morning?
No one's doing. They're open for reservations and stuff, Cole. Come on.
People have reservations at 9:14 and the comedy doesn't start until 7 tonight?
Technically, yes. Let me give you the phone number to call in to get free tickets. It's the box office. to Stand Up Live Huntsville right here in beautiful Hunts Vegas. Have you ever wanted to call Hunts Vegas?
Nope. Just like it's not Knox Vegas or Stark Vegas, or just because your city has a damn V in it, it shouldn't be Vegas.
Would
all
you,
right? Stop with that.
Would
Nash, you call, Vegas, any of them. Stop it.
What'd you call Homewood?
The city.
Okay. Sure, I'll allow that. What is wrong with you? Of course I'm not allowing that. Okay, so anyway, back to what I was trying to do. Facebook is where you can find them, but you should go and call them right now or as soon as we go to break. Wait till we go to break. And then call them and tell them you want free tickets to Sunday to see Arky Shea perform at the Comedy Mayhem Show. 256-261-3374. That phone number again to call as soon as we go to break and tell them you want to see Arky for free. Use the promo code THE DEEP. 256-261-3374. And I'll see you Sunday.
WHNT tweets, Huntsville City Council votes to turn golf course into mixed-use park.
Yeah, they're going to have a what did I hear they're going to have? They're going to have frisbee golf, disc golf, which is ever played that?
It would be so backed up. I mean, the lines for that.
Well,
can you imagine?
At the opening, sure.
How many people are waiting to play that?
But then you got
every Saturday.
Then you got your tee times.
Day period. Yeah.
Have you ever played disc golf?
Who are you talking to?
I'm the same guy that buys
I'm
the same guy that pays for raffle tickets to try to win shoes. So I don't know who I'm talking to all the time.
They're Nike Air Mags. A little different deal, okay? And throwing a frisbee into a chain link pipe in the ground.
I used to play it all the time in college.
Not surprised.
I enjoy it.
In the least.
It's a lot of walking, though. Maybe when that opens, we should use that for the Cube Show weight loss challenge.
No. Let's go to Iron Tribe. Get it done in 45 minutes. It'll take you 4 hours to do.
It won't take 4 hours to play disc golf. It doesn't take nearly that long to play disc golf. Well, I mean, if you're not accurate. Hey, Cole, speaking of Twitter, which we are on right now for 10 after tweets.
Hey, I'm a hipster and I can't play real sports. Let's try to turn a real sport into my hipster sport.
Do you realize how rude that is?
What's next, like hacky sack putt-putt or something?
First of all, it's not as... Every now and then you'll see, like, and this is a different thing, but like... Ultimate Frisbee. Like, you see those highlights on the top 10 for SportsCenter? There's some legit athletes out there.
You can try to turn, like, the beanbag toss into basketball next?
Anywho. No.
We're shooting three-pointers with our beanbags. I'm so good at the tailgate, I figure we could just turn this into, like, a real sport since I can't play real sports.
I'm sorry, Mr. Football, but some of us weren't born to be freaking gods of bronze. You realize you were given
a pretty good... What did you just say?
Gods of bronze. You know, you were given a pretty good genetic hand, right? Like, so, not all of us were blessed
with
that.
I feel like
that.
I have two of them.
I'm 5'7", okay?
I feel like I have two quality genetic hands.
I wasn't blessed to play college football and be a real player.
I only have one crooked finger?
A real athlete. Happens to be the middle one, too. Thanks for that. This comes from AL.com Sports. Jalen Hurts is going to participate in the Manning Passing Academy. Issues?
Heisman.
Okay. Wait, Peyton's Heisman that he never got?
No, all the good college quarterbacks go to that.
So you're okay with it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Some people have issues.
I have an issue with this. Darren Revelle, at Darren Revelle tweets, as soon as Lonzo Ball got picked, the big baller brand started pre-selling his on-court shoe he will wear in L.A., $495. We talked about them earlier. That tweet was quoted by a man named at Thom Abraham Show.
Oh, I know that guy.
Who said, I wouldn't pay $500 for them. Good thing they're $495. But I will say, not a bad looking shoe.
Oh, hey.
For maybe $125. Delete your account.
Wait, if I can get Tom a pair of these.
Delete Twitter, Thom. Get off of it now.
If we can get Tom a pair of these for $125.
Twitter's over for you. Oh, you'll be able to get them for a lot less than that. Don't worry.
How long do I got to wait? Because I'll buy them for Tom.
March.
No.
Well, if they're going to be ready in February, that's when they're not going to be able to be sold. So, a lot of people canceling those orders.
Are they?
So, what we should all do is order them and then cancel those credit cards. So, then they're sitting on like 20,000 pair.
If we cancel the credit card, we still owe the debt.
No.
Yeah, we
do. No, we cancel the order.
Oh, cancel the order. That's different. Yeah. These are not good.
Evil Greg
shoes.
Byrne quotes the same tweet and says, honestly, not that bad, just way too expensive. So is Tom Abraham evil Greg Byrne? Because they're 9 and 10 minutes ago, they just tweeted those tweets.
Let me throw this out there. And I know you're not.
Tom is not electronically inclined enough to have a fake Twitter, is he?
He's not electronically inclined enough to have a real Twitter. Let me ask you this. This shoe, I know you don't like it. But let me ask you this. As a real person who likes shoes, and not someone who's just going to be a Richard about it, if you were to literally see this shoe in front of you and be as honest but as fair as possible, what would be your price point on that? Not for you personally to buy it, but for it to be sold.
Price point?
Yeah. What do you think that looking shoe, being as fair as you can, knowing as much about sneakers as you do?
Like $59? It looks like a golf shoe is what it looks like. It looks like you would play golf in that. It's not an attractive shoe.
I know it's not.
And it's a crummy brand. It's not even a real brand. It's a fake brand. It's fake shoes. That thing is not attractive, man. It's just not.
I get it,
it's like fake snakeskin.
But don't.
On the upper. Then fake patent leather on the heel. And then they tried to rip off the Adidas Boost on the sole.
Which looks like some kind of.
Look at this.
Like it looks like how a desert looks when it's dry.
Look at this like fake patent leather on the tongue.
How do you know it's fake patent leather? It's $500. Maybe it's real.
Oh, come on. It's not real.
How do you know? Well, it's $500. Maybe that's where some of the money's going. By the way, who would want to wear leather shoes to run around in? Doesn't seem like it'd be that comfortable.
There's some patent leather kicks right there. Those Jordan 11s, Concords.
How much are Jordan 11 Concords?
Well, you can't really get those anymore.
Okay. How much would they be if I wanted them?
Yeah. More than the big baller brand Lonzo's.
Okay. It's more than $495. Fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, not if you just found them available, but I'm saying if you had to go rebuy them.
Right.
So. I already did that. I'm not doing another one.
Okay, well, you did it ahead of time.
It's okay. I did it.
It's kind of the time that we pay for.
B-Ran tweeted, when did ESPN give Ball a chance to speak last night? No other parents were interviewed. Or why did ESPN give Ball a chance? Because people wanted to see it. And a lot of people tweeted about it, and a lot of people talked about it, and it made a lot of noise.
Why does Stephen A. Smith have a job?
Lee Hunt
wants a job. Watch it.
Lee Hunt tweets, look cheaply made.
Red Lightning says...
We're not addressing the fact that Tom should delete his Twitter account, though, for liking those shoes.
Look, and tell evil Greg Byrne to do it, too. Tell the evil athletic director...
I don't know who runs evil Greg Byrne. I don't know who that guy is.
Well, maybe it's the real Greg Byrne. Red Lightning says, that ish looks plastic.
Yes. I agree.
They wouldn't be trying to sell you plastic for $495, would they?
Oh, you don't think LeVar Ball would try to pull the wool over our eyes on that one?
Not if it's plastic.
You know it's not plastic?
We'll be able to see that.
Valley Equipment Rental. They got heavy-duty metal. Go to valleyequipmentrents.com. Call 256-964-6081, 256-964-6081, or right there on South Memorial Parkway near Airport Road, 3551 South Memorial Parkway. Tillers, pressure washers, stump grinders, scissor lifts, and more. All the heavy equipment, heavy machinery that you need for any project at your construction site or your home, Valley Equipment Rental is for you. Go to valleyequipmentrents.com. We'll be back with more Cube Show next. Cube Show. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump. Arky was talking about this Cube Show Fitness Summer Challenge, and his recommendation, we'll see if the listeners are okay with this, was he goes, yeah, maybe we should invite people to go do things over the summer, like go out and to a field and play some pickup soccer.
Sure. That's one option.
That's your idea.
That's one option. I had many options, but you focused in on that one. You focused in on the one that's going to make me seem like the sissiest of all. By the way, that's the one where you're going to see me sweat the most and not keep up the most. But I was wondering, we're thinking about this out loud, that we may start this week, so might as well let the listeners hang in. We're all a family here. We're all a team just figuring this out. Like, do you think we should have a couple of events this summer to where we sort of invite the listeners, as they want to come, if they do, to just come hang out with us, and we'll do some kind of fitness thing, like play a softball game, you know, maybe play some flag football, some touch football, some tackle football.
Yes, tackle football is definitely what we should do.
I mean, Cole can play all-time quarterback because Cole loves slinging it.
I mean, I'd be okay with something along those lines, but pickup soccer does not sound like a ton of fun.
Okay, I'll play that with my friends then.
I feel like this needs to be something that
we do like a golf thing.
Like we could individually compete. Like maybe we should do this frisbee golf since you think it's so cool and everyone can see how miserable it's probably going to be.
Yeah, we can do disc golf, or we can do, because it's not really a frisbee.
They have a course on campus at Mississippi State.
They should. Montevallo had one. That's a D2 school on campus.
Should also tell you something about frisbee golf.
Right behind our student activity center. Well, it's not expensive to install. No. I should tell you what it is. It's easy to put in.
You just need the land.
You need land.
Land's cheap.
Some trees is cool. I think golf would be a good one. Maybe get a couple foursomes out there, play a little with the crooked sticks, you know? Yeah, out there, swing it. Because I'm playing golf tomorrow. It'll be the first time in about 2 months I've played golf. So my friend and I are going to Sunset Landing. So, hey, if you're going out there, say hey. But we're excited about doing that. So maybe we do golf and we hang out. Listen, we're not going to get 200 people to want to come hang out. You guys, it's going to get hot. You guys aren't going to want to do that.
True.
So,
hey, did you see this story from Missouri and what they are offering up during football season?
I hope it's a waterfall like Arkansas State's about to install.
No, it's even better.
Better than a waterfall?
So Missouri is having a bit of a budget crisis because of lack of enrollment based on some of the things that were happening a few years ago.
Sure, Ferguson.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. But
I'd say that's a good starting point for it.
Protesting on campus, a big part of it. Missouri is going to start renting out empty dorm rooms for football games. Hello? This is a first. So their enrollment has gotten so bad post-protests that they are now renting out their dorm rooms for football games. Now, I feel like if you are somebody who wants to travel to attend a game at Missouri, which, by the way, Auburn plays, if I'm not mistaken, at Missouri week four. Is that week four that Auburn will be at Missouri?
The schedule's 17 feet away. We can look at it.
Yes, September 23rd, Auburn at Missouri. So might be a very inexpensive way for you to make that trip and see your Tigers play their Tigers. What do you think about this school renting out dorm rooms for football weekends?
I like it. I like it. Economical, smart, makes sense. I mean, you got the space. I wonder how much it's going to cost, because a dorm room,
yeah,
dorm room's really fancy.
About, yeah, there's nothing really about how much, but
yeah, I mean, they ain't fancy, bro. I mean, Missouri's probably a little nicer than Montevallo was, so maybe you got some carpet. Probably not, because carpet's expensive to sort of constantly have to change with what college people do. But I think it's a smart idea, don't you?
Yeah. I mean,
if you got space.
Yeah, if the dorms are empty, yes.
You got beds.
Now, you're going to have people to sort of relegate this, or at least, I mean, you got to have security in place. Somebody's going to have to manage the payments. I mean, you're not just going to be able to open these things up and say, yeah, go stay there.
Well, sure. Like, I'm
Airbnb
guessing,
style.
It's like at all college campuses. Like, you had to have a security card to be able to get in and out of my dorm every single time I went in there. So you'd have to be able to get in that way, probably get a temporary one of those. That can't be too bad to get. I mean, they have RAs. I wonder if they're subject to the special rules. When you were in college, did they have a curfew at the dorms?
Yes.
We had like midnight for weekdays and like 2 a.m. for the weekends.
We had curfew at Sewell Hall.
So we couldn't have lady friends over past that.
A website went live Wednesday night that allows people to book a two-room, four-bed suite for $120 per night. There's an added cost for parking, which is dumb. Because you're going to have to park to get there.
If Fair.
Is there public transit that takes me to my dorm?
No. I'd be interested if they would offer that.
Four bed, two room suite, $120 a night. That feels very reasonable. I mean, it's on campus too, so that's obviously location is perfect.
Yeah, because how far from campus is Pharaoh's feels on there? It's like it's on campus.
No, it's on campus. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, Mike wants to talk frisbee golf. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thanks for the call.
Well, you know, Huntsville's pretty big in it. We've got quite a few courses here already. The course at Bronx Springs Park is like the second oldest existing course in the world.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
So yeah, it's like the Wrigley Field frisbee golf.
The municipal, what's going to be exciting about that, if it goes through and how long it takes, is that's going to be able to attract some of the real big name pros that could come through on their circuit.
Oh, like who? Like which ones?
Macbeth. Wysocki was just here for a tournament last year. He's one of the top people in the world, but there's others that we'd like to get in too. But, you know, we've got our own local touring pros right here in Huntsville and North Alabama that travel the country and play.
Mike, wow. Are you one of them?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
You said our.
I'm more of the Wednesday night singles league. I may help out at tournaments, but I'm not going to pay $60 just to give to someone else. I'd rather help out.
That makes sense. They have a league for this. That makes sense.
Also makes sense.
Yeah,
listen, single people do this.
There's quite a few different clubs in all the surrounding cities also that they're always doing some kind of tournaments every single week here.
Mike, tell Cole that this is a lot more popular and interesting than he's given it credit for.
Well, it is, but it's also one of those things that a lot of people snub their nose at it. But when you see a guy throwing a frisbee 600-plus feet, it's kind of cool to watch.
Yeah, I can't do that, but yeah, it is kind of cool to watch. I just like playing. I just think it's kind of fun.
Well, Bronx Springs course, the park is, everything is the only course you have to pay money for is the one on Montesano. That's just to get into the park. All the courses are free.
It's free everywhere.
Bronze Springs or Montesano is the Wrigley Field of frisbee golf courses.
That would be Bronze Springs. Montesano is a nice course.
It's like the Petco Park,
but it's they don't have concrete tee pads and we kind of like those.
They're really into it. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
It's
UAH in the past, the course there was used in the 82 and the 92 World Championships. And a couple of years ago, we had the Women's World Championships here in Huntsville.
Wow. I've seen the UAH course because it's right there by Sparkman or whatever road that is right there.
It's a lot more fun than you think.
It comes like three and four times. Yeah.
One cart?
The older course was around the buildings more, but now there's new structures there, so it's been changed.
Mike, what do I need to know if I'm going to get started on this, if I'm going to go play Arky and he's really good and I'm not?
Is that not true?
Well, anytime you go up there, if you want to meet with anyone, there's going to be people have stacks of discs that you can use. You're not going to have to buy anything at first. But you want a putter, a mid-range, and a couple of different drivers.
Oh, wow. Wait,
I thought we were talking about frisbee golf, not real golf.
No, we are. I know, I've heard about this, but I've never did anything but one golf.
What are we talking about?
A driver one because I was in college.
I have to hit the frisbee with a driver?
No. It's they make them different. They're weighted different.
Oh, so there are different weights and sizes frisbees, and they're designated as drivers and putters.
It's more of the shape of the rim. The putter's got a rounder rim where the drivers have a sharper rim. And the mid-range is in between.
What rim do you prefer, Arky?
Job. Mike, appreciate the call, man. That's Bronze Spring Park,
No problem. Hey, Cole, come out there. There's 15-year-old girls that would tear you up on a course.
I'm a married man, Mike.
Sorry.
That's all good. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Mike.
All right, we got to go do it then.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is your chance for redemption from the golf, the Cube Show Golf Challenge.
Listen, it's not, there's nothing to gain here but just having fun. Remember, it's the, it's a weight loss challenge.
You just said you can't go to Iron Tribe to work out with Dale and I because every competitive fiber in your body would not allow you to not try to compete. But you're telling me you can go play frisbee golf for fun?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just cruising on the course, having fun.
Yeah, because it's not
just
real
sport. Nice and jolly in a competition.
Because it's not really sport. It's just a it's an activity. Like it's just a boom, you know. Like I've never had the different discs, you know. And you keep calling it a frisbee. It's a disc. It's not as big as a frisbee. It's smaller than a frisbee.
That's the most uppity thing you've ever said on this show.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty hoity toity.
That I'm not allowed to call it a damn frisbee, and you're calling it a disc.
Well, I am.
Right? This is the Olympic Games here. All right, it looks like a frisbee to me. You throw it sideways, and it floats through the air. Differentiate between frisbee and disc
size.
They make all different kind of size frisbees.
I don't know how big of the frisbees you've seen, besides a normal size frisbee. They don't feel the same either.
Have you not been to a Mardi Gras parade where they give you the little saucer frisbees, little baby ones, and then you can get the big giant ones at the beach?
Colors are novelty.
You asked me, do they make different size frisbees?
Novelty.
I'm telling you.
It's novelty.
Sounds like this whole...
This is legit.
Frisbee golf is a novelty.
This is legit, okay? Legit. Now, the frisbee has...
I'm worried
like
about my health. I'm going to be attacked by 15-year-old girls if I go out there.
You'll rip it up,
man.
Take
golf clubs to play frisbee golf.
Listen, you'll just have to touch them. They have the sort of the lip underneath, you know, that's different with the frisbee.
The rim that you really... like so much.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's better when you're like if you're softer with the rim, it's better. Like you don't want to like grip it like I'm an ogre, I'm Cole Cube, like rip.
That's gonna be my problem. It's gonna go like 50 feet to the right really quick. I'm gonna try to throw it.
Montevallo had, and I'm not sure, but I've never played at Brunswick Park. I don't think I've played at all up here.
Here we go.
But like we had like these giant woods we would go through. That part of the course was in the woods, so that was a lot of hell.
We gotta be a place for some of these guys to smoke their weed, right?
Well, it's college, yeah. It's a liberal arts college, yeah. What do you think?
I meant the frisbee golf part, not the Montevallo part.
Oh, gotcha. Wink, wink, nud, nud. Hey, Brad's got an idea.
When are we going to go do this? I'm in. Do you think you can beat me is the question. Do you think, Arky Shea, right now, you can beat me in frisbee golf? Yes or no?
No, because I literally haven't played since college. And I know you've never played at all, but I didn't play a ton in college.
Can we, for just a moment, go back and revisit how Mike said that the infamous pro Macbeth had just been in town?
I don't know if that's what he meant. I don't think he meant
Macbeth, and then I think he said Kobayashi, who maybe he can't competitive eat anymore, so now he's frisbee golf. I'm just wondering, are we going to get like Othello? Or
listen, just because you don't know them doesn't mean that they're not well known in their league.
Caesar coming to play.
Look, you don't recognize kickers, but one's already a top 100 player.
Is Hamlet coming to town?
Out damn spot.
What is that?
It's a line.
Somebody else want to talk frisbee golf?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what Johnny wants to talk. It's Johnny NSL.
Good morning, Johnny.
How was Atlanta?
The Braves game was awesome.
Yeah.
Like a 1 hour rain delay, but then dude, the fireworks were there's like 9 home runs in that ball game.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
How historic is that park?
It was ripping good. Just I gotta tell you though, we had a blast. Then but for ultimate frisbee athletes. Frisbee golfers, not athletes.
Okay. I'm not saying they are athletes. I'm not saying at all that they're athletes. I'm just saying it's fun to play. That's all I'm
What's
saying.
What's the difference?
Well, frisbee, ultimate frisbee is like soccer
you're
with the frisbee.
Golf, play golf. Yeah. You're going to throw a frisbee. go find the field and find some friends and, play a real sport.
Yeah, but I can do that too. I don't have to do – I can do it also. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Just fling it. Look, I haven't played since college, so I'm not trying to go to bat for it completely. I haven't played it since 2010, so 11.
Yeah, it's
I'm surprised to even see you give Ultimate Frisbee that much credit.
Well, dude, those guys, they got some serious skills. I mean, like you said, the top 10 plays, some of those guys get up there and they've got speed and athleticism. They can jump out the roof. I mean, some of those guys ought to be lining up on Saturdays trying to catch footballs.
No, but right.
they probably couldn't take the hit.
Then you remember they have to block every now and then.
Yeah.
Exactly. May not like the hitting part of football, but they've got some skills.
Okay. So if we put this together, are you going to come play frisbee golf with us?
Disc golf.
Heck no, I'll play real golf.
I think we should play real golf too. I think we should do like three
I'm
or
an old athlete. I'm an old athlete. I can only play real golf.
Yeah, okay. I think we should put away like, well, listen, disc golf, you just walk. It's like normal golf with just walking. There's no running or sprinting.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not a there are guys that have drivers and all these other little irons for disc golf. If I'm going to play golf, I'm going to play golf.
All right, fair enough.
Get up, whack it 320 yards, and go to the next shot. So let's play real golf.
There you go.
We can do that. We'll do that. Johnny's going to come with it. Thanks, Johnny, for the call. Brad had an idea. Dodgeball or kickball?
If I had to pick, I'd go kickball.
Probably kickball, yeah. Dodgeball just seems like you need a gym to go to that like you could play in, or like an arena area like that.
They do it at the trampoline place.
I've told you 1,000 times. I'm not signing a waiver to those people.
Yeah, you're going.
Because I'm going to die.
We're getting you in there.
I'm going to break a femur.
We're going to get you in there.
And then how much weight am I going to gain?
That needs to happen.
Because I'll be eating all the chicken nuggets.
All right, let's get to a break. We'll come back with TV listings next.
So I'm thinking we do two or three events this summer. I think one of them definitely has to be golf.
All right.
Disc golf I think would be fun for people, but I can see the hesitation. Kickball I'm considering.
Matthew Knowles tweets, Athens has one by the Sportsplex on 31. At Yinzer into South tweets, you guys, could we play slam ball? Only if we can listen to Onyx the entire time.
I'm sure that's a thing. I'm sure that's definitely a thing.
Slam ball, you've seen that? They have like the little mini tramp.
That's the trampoline.
And you pound it off of it.
Is that? Did you say that right? They have a mini tramp. And they. I know it's the last segment of the week, but holy moly, we've gone off the rails.
Yeah, you spike it.
I thought slam ball was like the basketball that was like all trampolines.
Oh, that might be it. It's like a beach game, and there's like a mini trampoline, and it's almost like Foursquare, but you spike the ball off the mini trampoline and try to retrieve it and spike it back. I guess. I think that's what he's talking about.
Oh, listen, you guys are mad about disc golf existing. That shouldn't exist. What is that? Like a random handheld game? Like, I'd rather just play like an arcade.
Yeah, but you know, all these beach games, they like ladder ball and all that jazz, they just try to, okay, slam ball, basketball. I'm not doing that because that is going to send me to the orthopedic center in a hurry. That's like asking for torn ACLs and Achilles tendons. I don't need that in my life right now.
Well, that's why I won't do the trampoline right. I know that's going to be where I break my leg.
I'm not asking you to jump off of platforms into other things. Jump on a trampoline. What do you think, you're going to go through it and hit the ground?
No, but that was mean.
No, I'm asking how you figure you could get hurt.
Did you see Huntsville's opening a second trampoline place?
No, that's completely.
I can't believe we have one, much less we're opening a second one.
I think Huntsville's getting a little bit ahead of themselves.
No, stop.
This whole Civic Center, they're going to redo Von Braun Center again.
You just don't know how many people are here. Because you're out there in Decatur. You're mad at us in Huntsville and Madison. You're like, what do you guys need all that stuff for? Because we're growing, bro.
We don't even have the Top Golf built yet. Let's get it built.
It's on its way.
Let's get it built, and then we'll worry about it.
They're turning an old Halloween costume kind of store like into like a another trampoline place. Yeah,
another one. Oh, right up the road too.
Yeah,
it's definitely necessary.
It's not that far. I mean, it's closer to Madison than the other one is, but daggum, man.
You guys know those things are going to burn out in like a year or two, right? Like that's not going to be here for very long.
But I'll tell you what makes...
Get your kids out there now and enjoy it, because it cannot last forever.
It makes complete sense, like summertime stuff for the kids. Be like, just send those...
Oh, yeah. Baby Cube loved it. Not at first. It took her a while to get warmed up to it, but then she absolutely loved it.
Yeah, she would.
Let me tell you the craziest thing I saw. We went to that deal. There's like this little half-pipe trampoline for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and there's a pad on the top of it, in the middle of it. There was this little boy, and I had to ask his mom how old he was. He was 18 months old. He was jumping off the top of the half pipe onto the trampoline, and because it was at an angle, when he would land on his bottom, it would roll him forward like three times. And this kid was just climbing up there and doing that on his own.
Yeah.
Remember when we weren't. And she's like, that's the difference between boys and girls. She's like, if you ever have a boy, you have to start paying closer attention because they do the stupid stuff like this.
Remember when we weren't afraid of injuries?
Yeah. Those were fun days. Now it's like, that could easily hurt me. I'm not doing that.
I'll do a 20-minute walk, not a 30. You know I'm going to hurt something.
Hurt my lungs. Michael Blackburn tweets in, pounding tramps, ? Yes, go look up some beach game where you spike the ball into the little mini trampoline. It exists, I promise.
Hey, listen on Monday. We'll have the ideas for you.
Maybe. Roundtable's next.